Welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 76, Elmo's. Well, I had a really rough start on Thursday. Sadie, who had been behaving herself very nicely, seemed to get the whole idea of the electric fence, ran away from home. After spending 2 days in the yard being a good dog, it somewhat broke my heart. And when I went to put her into time out, the sheep decided that they wanted to eat the leftover food that she had dumped out previously in the time out area. So I was fighting with the sheep and fighting with the dog, and then my new computer, which arrived on Tuesday, and I've only had to install the drivers once for it, decided that it wanted to update and reboot, and update and reboot. And I had this brilliant idea when I was showering that morning that I really wanted to try out and see if it would work. But no, my computer didn't want to cooperate with me. And I was in a foul mood. And then Wayne, when he's on his way to work, informs me that the sheep have escaped as well. I'm like, well, just call them back. And they're not hard to get back. I just stick my head out and I say, here, sheepies, here, sheepies. And they come running back. So, between the sheep and the dog and the computer and, well, other things, I was just in a foul mood. And I realized that after being home for a couple of days, I really didn't have anything in the house that I wanted to eat. And I was beginning to have those hunger shakes, so I knew I needed to go ahead and take myself out and get myself something to eat. I went down to my favorite diner, which is in Carrboro, North Carolina, and it's called Elmo's. Elmo's is one of those really warm, cozy places. It's got a lot of different types of clientele. You've got the middle-aged people like me who come in for a late lunch, eat by themselves with a book in hand. You've got young couples, old couples, and the college kids. The college kids really love Elmo's because it's got a wonderful menu of home-style cooking. They even have blue plate specials. So Elmo's is a wonderful diner. And I went in there and I sat down. And they sat me down in a booth next to this table with these six college guys. And they were tattooed and pierced and more or less your typical college guys. And then I noticed that there was a young lady in their presence, and they were all giving this young lady their undivided attention. If she giggled or said anything, they all listened to her. And I couldn't believe how much these guys were fawning over her. I mean, she was cute and everything, but really? And they were then, I noticed, giving her treats off of their plate. One guy was handing her his baked apple slices, and another guy was handing over French fries, and she was just stuffing all of it in her mouth and giggling and laughing and talking and having a great time. I was pretty sure that she was with one of the guys. And I sat there trying to figure out which one she was with. This is a little game that I play all the time when I'm out in public. I love watching people. And couples tend to split up, attack the shopping from different angles, and then come back together. This is especially true at the state fair. So I was sitting there trying to figure out who she was with. At first, I thought it was the guy sitting to her left, but I noticed that the guy who was sitting to her right was just as attentive. So it really got me quandering just who she was with. When, after they paid their checks and the guys were getting up to leave, the guy who was sitting across from her walked around and unbuckled her from her high chair. And I thought, ah, that's who she is with. He picked her up, put her down on the ground, and she reached up to him, and he gave her two fingers. And she kind of tottered there a little bit, and then she grabbed onto the guy who was to her right. And he looked down at her, and she reached up to him, and he gave her two of his fingers. And then the two guys picked her up and swung her around to her giggling delight, and all six guys trotted on out. And I was no longer in a foul mood. That's the wonder of Elmo's. You never know who you're going to see. You never know who you're going to talk to. And the food is always wonderful. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, and leave me a message. I really love and appreciate all the comments that I get. If you would rather email me, my email address is Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I have a voicemail number if you would rather call me than write me. My number is 206-666-5775. And I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.